On the show today, we have University Credit Union's very own David Tuyo talking about mergers and acquisitions, and the timing couldn't have been better because they just went through a merger themselves with Chabot Federal Credit Union up in San Francisco, and they're in LA. So we talk about that distance and how that merger worked, and I'm forever curious on how they get started. What sparked this idea? Whose idea was it to merge? So David tells us all about that and goes through the whole process, and then we end it with what he thinks about or what his thoughts are on mergers and acquisitions within the credit union industry, taking it from like the consolidation angle. Really, really interesting response here from David, so check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Dr. David Tuyo.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. From University Credit Union, just right up the road from us here in San Diego, up in LA. And how are things in Los Angeles these days, David?
Oh, just gorgeous. Yeah, this time of the year is perfect weather. You know, it's people talk about how you wake up and it's winter, and then you wait a couple hours, you hit spring, a couple more hours, you have summer, and then a couple more hours, you have the fall.
Yep.
It's a great time of the year to be in Southern California. For sure.
I agree. Yeah. And just kind of from a local's perspective, I'd say September and October are the two best months out of the year to be in Southern California, because you still kind of have that summertime weather, but then you get to a little bit of the fall chill in the air. So it's really, really a great time to be out here. So, and the weather is fantastic. So, but anyway, we'll leave that for the Weather Channel, but appreciate the LA update. Hey, let's talk about something else pretty cool. You guys had a recent merger with Chabot Federal Credit Union up in San Francisco. So I'm like, wow, LA, San Francisco. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But can you give us kind of a quick overview on the recent merger with Chabot? Again, they're located in San Francisco. You guys are in LA. So what was the reasoning for the merger? Because your credit unions are a bit far apart. So an 8-hour drive, I guess, if you're driving up to San Francisco from your neck of the woods. So what's the reasoning behind all this?
Well, I mean, LA traffic is back. So it might be 12 or 13 hours.
Yeah.
But regarding the partnership with Chabot, they're in Dublin, California, just east of San Francisco, of course. And they went through a process in the fall of just assessing strategically, what does the future look like for them? And with lower interest rates, with loan portfolio, investment portfolio, what does this look like? How can we add value to our membership? And so they actually reached out and they talked to a handful of different partners that are potential partners that they might merge with. And we presented a case that they really thought, you know, melded well with them, and that would be great synergies that could be combined, as we are obviously headquartered in LA and we have expansion with UC Davis and St. Mary's and Santa Clara University in Northern California.
Okay.
And we really don't have a central operations center yet in Northern California. And so Chabot is really going to be really centrally located to those universities, and then also bringing the fact that they were higher ed focused, serving both the Chabot Community College District and the Las Positas Community College District. So very much similar business models, immediate synergies, no reductions are needed anywhere from a branch perspective or employee base. And so really was just kind of a match made in heaven, if you would, so to speak. But yeah, it's been fantastic. And, the team now has been working together since the last couple of months, and we'll have our system conversion and start realizing the members will start seeing a lot of benefits in January. But very excited about this partnership. And again, it's not very often you get to find somebody that has a business model like yours in a different area that you can really combine to get immediate value.
Yeah. I'm always curious when I see these merger type news and stuff in the industry trades. I always, gosh, how did that start? What sparked it? Whose idea was this to get this going? So that always really interests me to see it. And then the next step is, I guess, going to the board, right? And then talking to them about it. So what's that process like? Once you guys have agreed to like, hey, okay, let's do this. Let's go to our boards. And then what's that process like?
Well, I think, you almost have to back up and have one step before that. So we have a strategic blueprint, and inside that blueprint, we have a series of strategies addressing various areas, one of which, of course, is mergers and acquisitions. We have a one-page summary of what that strategy looks like from an asset size, membership size, business model, a variety of different things, geographic, even digital. We have a pretty fine-tuned strategy. And so as did Chabot. And so we're trying to have that pre-work done allows these things to happen a little bit quicker. And then also when the conversations do come up, you say, well, that does fit, or that doesn't fit, but thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And you move on. And that way you're respectful of everybody's time and we can move on to right. Whatever is next in our business. So For us, the first step, of course, was, you know, having that conversation with Chabot. You're trying to figure out, you know, is this something that we that would make sense? You know, can we develop a business model? Can we develop our two businesses and merge them together in a way that would add value to the member owners and the communities that we serve? In our case, is the university and higher ed communities, right? That's the main focus for us. And those communities exist everywhere. You know, we have members in every single state in 32 different countries. And, you know, higher ed is not exclusive to any one area. And, you know, most of our, a lot of kids are going to school online, college kids are going to school online. And so with this new possibility, this new world, we are and should be existing everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, almost like a metaverse type of conversation, but we'll keep that for another time. So when you look at the process we went through with them, we then worked through what some of the details look like, got into a letter of intent. From that process for letter of intent, we started working out the details for a merger agreement. And once we actually the merger agreement, then you go straight into the regulatory process of getting, now for us, we're state chartered, Chabot is federal chartered. So we did have to work through multiple regulatory bodies.
Yeah, I was wondering about that too.
Mm-hmm. And that was interesting. And so, you know, the state was fantastic. They really did coordinate well. It's obviously not the first time it's happened. But again, so we had some complexities, not just state charter, or it was a federal charter to a state charter merger situation. And so we had to work through that. But again, had great partners. Our legal counsel was fantastic and helped aid through some of the, you know, potential potholes that happen in this kind of application process. But the process took a little bit longer. I think it took probably 3 months longer than it should have, mainly just because of we're in a world where everybody is constrained from a workforce perspective.
Yep.
And, you know, it's not just exclusive to credit unions. It's not just exclusive to your local restaurants. It's also affecting our regulatory bodies and, you know, and how they work through all the applications and staffing and so on and so forth. And so we had a little bit of slowdown across all areas, but ultimately, I think it allowed for a stronger foundation to be set. And now we're obviously moving forward as of October 13th together. And you cannot wait till we get the systems converted in January to help really get the value to our member owners. So they can really see the power of what this merger has and how we can really help them get a financial advantage in their lives.
So is this something that you guys, I mean, just kind of popped in my head. Is this something that you all, do you look for type of opportunities like this? Or do you just kind of take them as they just kind of pop up and go, oh, hey, maybe we should check this out. Or is this a strategy of your credit unions to kind of, hey, you know what, we should probably partner with like-minded credit unions who are looking to do the same. Is that in that strategy?
And that's exactly why we created the strategy in 2000 and I want to say 18 or 19, we decided to do that. Our primary source of growth, our primary source of for the future for us is absolutely our organic growth. We want to focus in on our university communities. We want to expand to new university communities, not just in the state of California, but maybe one day across the United States and continue to find ways to add value to those stakeholders. And we think we're doing a fairly good job of that now. And of course, as we gain scale, we might be able to increase our effectiveness in that area.
Yeah.
With regards to searching it out, yeah, we do always, you know, we have, you know, obviously, you know, certain areas that we try to focus in on, obviously with higher ed and university-based credit unions. And, you know, if there's a situation where, you know, somebody wants to do an assessment or have a conversation like what Chabot went through, we just try to make sure that we can participate in that process, share our story a little bit. And if it's a good fit, that's what we're looking for. And if it's not, then maybe we added some additional facts that will help that organization either choose a different partner or go on their own way and maybe be successful on their own, which would be fantastic as well. So again, just kind of how our process is and how we do it at university.
And just to kind of, and you alluded to this early in an early response, but what are some of the goals for this merger? What did you guys hope to achieve? Because I know one of them was to have a stronger foothold in Northern California. So what else did you guys want to achieve here?
Well, I mean, we need a beachhead in Northern California, as I said, because as you look at how you're going to manage human resources across those various branches of the different universities, we need to be able to have, you know, shock absorbers, you know, as people take vacation or if there's turnover, unfortunately, or whatever it might be, having the location at Chabot in Dublin is going to allow us to then disperse those resources and make sure that we have consistent service at each one of our universities and delivering on the world-class experience that we are so known for at University of Creighton. So that's really a big part of it. Obviously, adding more to the Chabot Community College District, adding more to Las Vegas Community College District. This will be our first endeavor into the community college areas in the state of California. So learning more about you know, how they're different, how they're the same as our other university partners, how the two can connect as well, how we can play a role in connecting those. Yeah. I think those are all things that are going to be outcomes that are going to help really continue our story and grow our story here at university.
Indeed. I want to switch gears just a little bit here, obviously the same topic, but what are your thoughts on mergers and acquisitions within the credit union industry? Because you talk to some people, it can be a very divisive issue sometimes, you know, when you're, especially when you frame it in the industry consolidation angle, I guess, because, you know, nobody wants to see that, you know, an industry consolidate, but, you know, the membership keeps growing. And so that's really good news for credit unions. So, and the service is still there. And I just read on Callahan's today that there were 70 mergers within the first 6 months of 2021. And there's going to already be 135 from June 2020 to from June 2020 to June 2021. So that's a bunch. So I just want to get your thoughts on that. I mean, basically going through this and even sometimes seeking out other credit unions to partner with. So I'd just love to get your thoughts on this.
Yeah, obviously as a credit union, it's kind of, you know, we're in the maybe around the top 400 credit unions in the country. Obviously, there's many that are much larger than us. There's many that are smaller than us. I think every credit union has the opportunity to be successful. You know, it's not something that we're just because we're a certain size, you have to merge. I think there's a possibility of success across the board. Credit unions that are smaller, even some of the smallest credit unions in the country are some of the most successful. When you look at how they're adding value, how they're accessing various grants, becoming CDFIs and then using that to impact their communities in a very positive way. And then there's some that just that maybe aren't doing that and they're going to be struggling a little bit. And, you know, we could make an argument that, you know, having them consolidate either with other smaller credit unions or other credit unions that are maybe larger in size, that allows for a stronger industry, a stronger movement, a stronger credit union brand across the country that allows us to then, really compete with the banks and the fintech companies, the challenger banks, the neobanks, and any other thing that might come up in the next couple of years. So I think it files both ways. But again, we do see the trends. Our forecasts are that credit unions are going to kind of moderate around 2,500 in total numbers when it's all said and done over the next 5 to 10 years. It's unfortunate. And when I got in this business, there were 25,000 credit unions.
I remember.
And to watch that number come down over time. But yet, to your point, our asset growth has never been better. As an industry, we have over $2 trillion in assets. You look at our membership base across the industry, even across the globe. I mean, I saw a thing from the World Council of Credit Unions the other day, 375 million members across this great planet. So again, lots of things that are boding well for credit unions. But when it comes to consolidation, I can see it is divisive. I consulted with small, medium, and large credit unions for a couple of years in my career, and I got to see some credit unions that were in severe trouble that we had to work very hard and diligently to try to turn around. Mm-hmm. And then I also saw some that were just blowing me away with the amount of social impact they're making in local communities, how they're helping the underserved, the unbanked, the underbanked. And in some cases, maybe it was a very niche focused, whether it was a union or was maybe it was assembly plan or something like that, just doing really amazing work that honestly a larger credit union couldn't do that same thing. And there's great value on both sides. I think the reason why it's divisive is because it's such a strong argument on both sides, but we're not for consolidation. We think that the more credit unions we have, the stronger we are as a whole. But when there's an opportunity for us to partner, and if another credit union's in trouble or if another credit union sees that there's value in partnering with us, and we think that together the higher ed niche we can do. But if somebody came to us and said, hey, you know what, we're a tech credit union in Texas, let's merge. Or I'm a community-based credit union in,
Rhode Island.
Let's merge. Those things just don't make sense. Yeah. And so that's where, I would be anti-consolidation for sure in that instance.
Yep. Yeah. And in this case, you're kind of, pardon my terminology, but you're kind of keeping it in the family here, the higher education family. So you guys are, you're sticking with your theme for sure. Yeah. I hear it, like you said, I hear it from both sides. But again, at the same time, the industry has never been stronger, it seems. So it's really kind of cool to see. So, I mean, and like you said, if both partners are willing and that's what they're looking for, then go for it. If it makes you stronger, then go for it for sure. So yeah, I just wanted to get your two cents on that since you just went through it.
I think there are hundreds of different types of business models that work and hundreds of different ways to add value in the world. And there's no one way, right? So just like being a community-based credit union may be great for some, Others may be in seg-based, some may be single sponsor. You know, again, there's a variety of ways, you know, tip charters, there are all kinds of ways to be able to add value and be successful in the world. And I think we have to be very careful anytime we say it has to be this or it has to be that.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. All right, David. Well, gosh, that's all I had on my plate. You got anything? I mean, I'm sorry, I saved that Whopper question for the very last, but just...
Yeah. I mean, we always talk about surfing, you know.
We could talk
I mean,
about that. So, you know. Yeah. It might be good this weekend. So I might head out tomorrow morning. So yeah, I'm all for that. Oh my goodness. So anything else to add to wrap up on this topic? Any final thoughts? I mean,
no, I appreciate
that. This is something that's going to continue to go on and people are going to merge and consolidate all that type of stuff. But I'm saying, hey, you know, if it makes the industry stronger, then okay. You know,
I think, you know, as long as people have a strategy, they have a purpose, they do research through exploratory conversations. It doesn't mean you have to merge, right? That you may gather more information that informs your business model in a way that you say, you know what, we can make this still happen.
Right.
And maybe it's not a formal merger. Maybe it's just a partnership where a larger credit union can help support you.
Yeah.
Many credit unions, and we're included in that, want to help others be successful. I mean, we are people helping people after all. So it doesn't mean merger. You can, there's a lot of ways to find a way to be successful and address some of the challenges at different sizes. And, you know, we do that through QSOs in our industry. There's no reason why you can't do that through a partnership as well. So I guess with that being said, I'll leave it there. But always great chatting with you. It's great seeing you. And love the new digs there in San Diego.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the garage is A-okay right now. Appreciate it. Yeah. All right, David. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work because you have, talk about a full plate. You have more like a buffet at your place. So I'm going to let you get back to it. But we appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, it was a great pleasure. Thank you.